You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Dallas Cowboys were beaten for the second time this season by the New York Giants last weekend. Dak Prescott still 11-2 as a starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. But I don't know where this has been stated, Gil, but some people may be thinking his job is coming under threat because the last three games he's failed to pass for over 200 yards. And last week he was 17 of 37 for just 165 yards. But Jason Garrett has been quick to dispel any notion that Tony Romo could return. And as far as I can see, Gil, it's just Jerry Jones stoking the fire to a certain extent.
Yeah, he's since backtracked from stoking the fire, but he did stoke the fire at some point when he said this week that, you know, given the need for Romo, we want him ready on the spur of the moment. That was enough stoking up the fire for people to run with it. But he's backed up and said, let me be clear. What I mean is, that was my Jerry Jones, by the way, with the accent. But it's ridiculous. Literally, the controversy, in quotes, that has developed over, as you point out, the very small sample size of a small sample size of Dak Prescott's career. It's the ultimate overreaction to a small sample size of a small sample size. They'd be crazy to go away from Dak right now. Cowboys 11-2, as you point out. Best record in the NFC. Tied for the best record in the NFL with New England. But this matchup, and I can be brief on this one, Tampa Bay, if the playoffs were to start today, would be the most surprising team in the playoffs, and bravo to them. However, they are behind the eight ball, as the phrase goes, because the schedule's tough here down the end, and they don't own any tiebreakers with their NFC South rival Falcons. So the Bucs have a real uphill battle, and it starts right here. Here's the thing with the Bucs. They've won five in a row. Detroit is the only other team that has a winning streak that long currently. So, you know, that's another thing that the Bucs have as a feather in their cap. But in those five games, it's not like they're setting the world on fire on offense. The offense has struggled under Jameis Winston. They've scored just six touchdowns in their last four games, whether it's because of, you know, just poor execution, bad play calling, whatever it is. Not a good offense. So they've really been all about their defense. The problem with the defense, which has carried them during the streak, they've given up a league low 12.8 points per game since week 10. Six total touchdowns scored by opponents over that span are tied for the fewest in the league. But the defense is really good against the pass, Dave, and they're really mediocre, and I'm being kind, against the run. That is not the profile you want against Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys. And to me, that right there is the difference in this game.
Are you strongly with the Dallas Cowboys then here, Gil?
I am. I hate to say that. I'm a Redskins fan, so every fiber in my body goes against that kind of comment. But, yeah, I really like this matchup for the Cowboys. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that the Cowboys came off a loss last week against the Giants. So they're not going to be happy. They're going to be kind of ornery for this one. I like the Cowboys to cover.
Jameis Winston is having a good season, isn't it, for the Buccaneers? Sort of under the radar, Jameis Winston, the way he's performed. And you mentioned that the Buccaneers are on a five-game winning streak as well. Do you think they're a franchise that will get better in the future? I'm not saying they'll have a long postseason run this season, but they seem set for a good few seasons now, the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I don't think this is their year to get to the playoffs again, because the last three games they've got are tough, starting with this Cowboys game right here, and there's a lot of teams just behind them ready to take their place in the wild card picture. But I do think, as you point out, they're set up very nicely for the future. That defense is under the radar good. I think they'll improve that run defense over the offseason. And Jameis Winston's only going to get better. You know, he's only in his second year. Him and Marcus Mariota, because of all the press given to Dak Prescott this year with the Cowboys, we almost forget about Mariota and Winston, who came out 1-2 last year in the NFL draft, both very competent quarterbacks with their respective teams. So good for Jameis Winston. He's a guy that a lot of people want to dislike, but he's quietly gone about his business, and I think he's got a bright future.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.